USA Radio News.
President Trump is in New Bern, North Carolina, visiting some of the damage caused by the flooding after Hurricane Florence.
Hurricane Florence was one of the most powerful storms ever to hit the Carolinas, one of the most powerful and devastating storms ever to hit our country. To the families who have lost loved ones, America grieves with you, and our hearts break for you. God bless you. We will never forget your loss. We will never leave your side. We're with you all the way. And to all those impacted by this terrible storm, our entire American family is with you and ready to help, and you will recover.
The status of a public hearing set for Monday into the allegations against Judge Brett Kavanaugh remained in doubt after lawyers for the woman said the woman would like the FBI to investigate the matter. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The feds are handing out fines over the deadly collapse of a pedestrian bridge in Florida earlier this year. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, citing companies that designed and built the bridge at Florida International University in Miami for failing to provide workers with a safety line and or remove them from the area, even though significant cracks had been found. The March 15th collapse killed five motorists and one worker and injured five other workers. OSHA fining five companies more than $86,000.
A new survey came out that said many older Americans who retired from their previous jobs are returning to the workforce in a process that some people are calling unretiring. The survey from the Rand Corporation found that over 39% of workers over the age of 65 who are currently employed had previously retired, but when they do so, they come back and work in a different line of work. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The United States incarcerates more of its citizens than any other nation in the world, according to the latest government data. In 2016, about 2 million people were in jails and prisons. That's up from 200,000 people during the 1970s. Brian Stevenson is the founder and executive director of Equal Justice Initiative. He joined CBS this morning to talk about how this is affecting our children.
I just think so many children now live lives that have been impacted by over-incarceration. This prison increase from 200,000 in the 1970s to 2.2 million today is followed by 6 million people on probation or parole, 70 million people with criminal arrests, which burden them. And so children's lives are being impacted. Most kids know people, have family members that have been impacted by the criminal justice system. And I don't think we've helped them contextualize that. So I really want to give them stories to help them understand that they're not the only people dealing with this. There's been a huge increase in the number of women sent to prison, 646% increase in women sent to jails or prisons. 70% of the women we send to jails and prisons are single parents with minor children. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just important that kids begin to make sense of what's happening around them, and I don't think we've done a good job doing that.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1957 when, just north of Las Vegas, Nevada, about 65 miles, the first ever underground nuclear explosion takes place. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.